comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United live on YouTube and Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and joining me, besides the dog, is the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Could be better. Could be better. We were just talking. Not an ideal start to the weekend.
Yeah. But
we will figure it out as we always do, my friend.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, so we're not leaving people guessing and wondering what's going on. Found out today that my wife's vehicle needs a new transmission. And the new transmission will cost just barely what the vehicle is worth, according to the experts. So
yeah,
now we have to weigh those decisions.
Yeah. Do you fix it or do you get a new vehicle?
That's what we're going to weigh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The dealership I used to work at out in Salem, I called them. I said, basically, it was, here's the situation. By the way, the vehicle's at another dealership, so we also have to figure in if you want to do the trade as is, we got to get the vehicle from A to B.
Yeah.
But they just, I got a text about 20 minutes ago, and he said, hey, I was wrong. They just took a trade and on a van that's not too dissimilar from Ashley's. I think the only thing it doesn't have is the drop down movie player, mm-hmm. which with three kids, you know, but 53,000 miles versus the 100 plus that are on Ashley. So yeah, I mean, it could be that, or it could be, I don't want to do a new vehicle. I don't want to find that it's a new vehicle.
Yeah.
But hey, we're not alone tonight, Mike.
All right. Well, who do we got with us?
At 8:28, Fred says, first, okay. Suck it, Josh. Okay. Highlander Gun is here as well. Ouch to the
nice,
story.
Nice.
And Fred says, that's the worst. Had work done on the truck this week. Same deal.
Man, I hope you guys don't jinx me. I cannot afford a new transmission on mine.
No. I'll bear all the bad luck right now. I'm sending Josh a message right now. I'm going to say Nerds United is live. Fred wants to know where you are.
And he sends his love.
I will. You are. And sends his love. There we go. I know Josh had plans tonight. So his wife's birthday is this weekend. They had plans to go up, do a hike up in the bluffs near their home.
Okay.
And he was telling me, he's like, well, that didn't work. I said, what part? He's like, the hike. I said, okay, can you be more specific? Like the babysitting couldn't do the babysitting or what? He said, we were told when I called to make the reservation a couple of days ago, we were told it starts at 6:00. And I said, are you sure? Cause it seems early because it's a sunset hike. And you know, the website says 7:30 or 8:00. And they said, no, 6:00. So they get there at 6:00 and the person at the counter says, well, you're very early. Like the thing doesn't start till 6:30. And then it's a 45 minute video or presentation or something before the hike. They're like, no, we're out of here.
Wow. Okay. Why'd they tell him 6 then? There was something was lost in translation.
Something was. Yeah. Also, you know how I told you right before we started, I said, I'm going to go get some water.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay.
And I left it in the kitchen.
Okay, well, you can go and get it if you want.
No. We are going to roll on in what is going to be the how to put this without sounding offensive to you, my friend. No. It's going to be the most visually unappealing live show we've done because I don't have like any images really, except until we get to our headline act.
So. Oh, that's fine. You did have a list of things to talk about, but I don't know if there's, that's fine.
Is it though? I want to make sure. I don't want to do you wrong, man.
I'm fine with it. It's all good.
Well, let's begin. I can't remember now on the timing of it. If I want to say that they put the trailer out like right after we did our show or right before we did our show, and we didn't get a chance to talk about, but either Sunday or Monday, we were graced with a trailer for Venom 3. And usually you would say something like Electric Boogaloo, but it's called The Last Dance. So not too far off.
I don't have a good joke. The Venom 2 would be Electric Boogaloo. It's always the twos that are the Boogaloos or the Secret of the Oozes. I need to find a good one for threes because I can't even think of what threes are offhand.
Trilogy.
I know what the number three is.
That's how numbers work, Mike.
Yes.
Now, let's see. What does Josh say? Josh is showing my daughter Spider-Man and Iron Man videos at her request. I was showing her Iron Man suiting up. She says, whoa, he's so cool. So at least it's on brand.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good.
So we'll excuse it.
Yeah, and she's right.
Fred says, Venom 3, the search for content.
Fair.
I feel like I heard a similar joke. Not that I'm not in any way accusing Fred of ripping off jokes, but some other type of commentary that I was watching today. It wasn't about Venom 3. I can't think of what.
Venom 3 might as well. Just because.
What more could we possibly do to damage the franchise?
Venom 3, still no Spider-Man.
Venom 3, it can't get any worse.
Yeah.
I really can't. Although, was it?
Yeah, I mean, Madam Web's out there, so it gets worse.
Yeah, but Venom 3 won't be worse than Madam Web. Having watched Madam Web,
yes,
I can attest. Minnie's here tonight, and she says, I love how Greg acts courteous on this show. Hey, dudes.
What's up?
Minnie co-hosts the Five Heart Podcast.
Yes.
And as you know, Mike, people get what they deserve. No, I'm kidding. Okay, fair. No, because I'm courteous to you, obviously. But no, I'm kidding. Kidding, Minnie. That's all right. So, did you watch the trailer?
I watched the trailer.
I understand that it's not Spider-Man.
Yes.
That there's no Spider-Man.
Right, no.
But I still kind of like enjoyed the trailer.
That's fair. Yeah, I enjoyed the trailer, sure. I mean, I remember enjoying the first Venom trailer. I was actually just kind of like reviewing it a little bit here. And I this is what a lot of people were talking about. I don't really know what universe this is set in. Because they do have a little bit of the scene at the bar where Eddie was, and then it was an end credit or something that he had disappeared because of the multiverse thing.
Right.
And so that shouldn't be, but it is. And they had the little Venom symbiote, though.
And that was at the end of No Way Home, if I remember
correctly. No Way Home, yes. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so right, and they... What did they say? That they tried to not like put the genie back in the bottle. I can't remember exactly. How they try to retcon or, you know, however they phrased it. So I don't know. Like I enjoyed that aspect of, you know, I enjoyed the possibility of the crossover. Oh, they, what is it? They closed the loop. That's what it was.
Yes,
they closed the loop on the multiverse aspect of that. So.
But and we get to see who I can't remember her. I don't know her name or her character name, but she was in Ted Lasso.
Juno Temple.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what character she's playing either. So,
yeah, what's her character name in Ted Lasso? I forget.
Keeley Jones.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. And I gotta rewatch that. I gotta get Apple TV back just to rewatch it.
I keep thinking, you're like, oh, today's the day I'm gonna, but I feel like and I'm not like punishing myself, you know, but I just keep putting it off because I think, you know, absence will make the heart grow fonder, and So if I just keep delaying the rewatch, then when I do, I'll enjoy it even more. I don't know if that logic makes sense.
Probably. I know, it makes sense to me.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you. If anybody's wondering the furious amount of clicking, it's because the pre-production part of the show, which is me, got interrupted earlier today. So I'm putting the final touches on our grand finale of the show this week. So, but I think what I like about the Venom movie series is I'm a sucker for buddy cop movies, and I feel like at its heart, you know, this is kind of buddy cop ish with Venom or with Eddie Brock and the symbiote. So
that's a great way to put it.
Okay. Oh, hold on, real quick.
Hey, honey, can you bring my water that I left on the counter, please? I'm sorry.
Man, look at you making her go back and get your water.
Don't you know that's exactly what I asked her? I muted the thing.
No, you didn't.
I thought I did.
Thank you. Love you.
That's the real co-host. You might be co-host of the US co-host for life, buddy.
That's fair. Yeah, I can't compete.
Let's see.
There's certain things she does that I cannot do.
Fair. Josh pops in and says, hola muchachos.
Hola.
Says, I just jumped on and said, hey, got to do some stuff, then maybe back. And Fred says, Josh the Tease Hansen.
That's what his wife calls him.
I'm going to have to ask her about that. Like, does he ever just...
I heard something on a podcast.
I don't want to pry, but does he ever just pop in and then leave real quick after?
Like, yes, that's his move.
I think I got two children out of it, and it works.
Oh, yeah, no, true.
I can't. All right, that's enough. We love you, Josh, and Mrs. Josh. So, I didn't check the date, but sometime in the spring, Venom: The Last Dance. I think it happens after Kraven the Hunter.
Sure, that's the movie that it's also apparently coming out.
I'm in August, I believe that is when. But I'm wondering if they're calling it Last Dance, if it's Last Dance for Venom or Last Dance before they sell Spider-Man to Marvel officially.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. Maybe the numbers haven't got the right numbers yet. So Kraven the Hunter apparently comes out in December.
I thought it was the summer.
And unless Google could be wrong, but
have you ever known Google to mislead?
You never know. Maybe
December 13th.
Maybe just with Kraven.
December 13th of 2024, which means that Venom: The Last Dance is October 25th. So just about 2 months ahead of that.
That is crazy because Kraven the Hunter, when was the trailer that came out for it? Because I feel it was like 2 years ago. I really do.
It's easily been 2-3 months.
For
Kraven trailer.
The trailer?
Yeah.
No, the teaser trailer came out before the Madam Web trailer came out, and it came out before Venom, I think, Last Carnage came out. The teaser trailer was, I want to say, at least a year ago, the teaser trailer.
So, according to, okay, you're not far off. Sony Pictures Entertainment, mm-hmm. YouTube's channel, Kraven the Hunter, the official Red Band trailer, 28 million views 11 months ago.
So okay. 11 months ago. Was there a teaser before that, though?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I feel like we only got the trailer.
I think you might be right. We probably only got one trailer, which is also odd. We only got one trailer so far, but regardless. Anyway, back to Venom, more Venom. Which is actually kind of true in this. There are a lot of Venom coming, or at least a lot of symbiotes are coming. Is this when you're going to theater to watch?
Sorry. Sorry, water went down the wrong way. I did go to the theater for Let There Be Carnage. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see what the end of October, beginning of November is looking like.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, because here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I saw Venom, both of them, in the theater. And probably I wasn't planning on it. I forgot who I went with to see last, or Carnage, whatever it is. I don't really plan on seeing this one in the theaters. But again, if it happens, like somebody's like, hey, let's go check it out, and I got the money for it and everything, then sure, let's go for it, yeah. I guess. But I'm also, but here's the thing. I told you before, the first Venom is on Disney Plus now.
Yes, it is.
So, and then the second one isn't. Maybe it comes on there at some point in time.
It's almost got to, right?
I would assume so. But it's a Sony picture, so I guess Disney's kind of borrowing it or whatever. I'm not sure how the contract really works on there.
Well, Disney has the legacy Spider-Man movies. So
Yeah. So maybe that's something with it. Maybe it just takes a little bit of time. Who knows?
Let's see. That's right. Minnie says, hello, Coco, to the dog. Highlander Gunn says, how did I miss the dog? You can't miss the click-clacking. Fred says, it's okay, Highlander. You're still battling snake trauma. Still, apparently, Highlander said earlier that there was a snake in his car today.
Oh.
Driving to the doctor today, there was a snake in my car, but no transmission problems. So.
Okay. Interesting.
I would just get out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
And leave it. Would put the vehicle on the side of the road and I would walk away and I would never get in that vehicle again.
Yeah.
Because there's probably like snake eggs.
Yeah. I'm assuming there are. Yeah.
It was a nightmare. I believe it. Oh, man. All right. So we were failures, or it was a shortened week. I'm going to use the excuse of the shortened week, why there wasn't as much stuff on the Facebook page as usual. By the way, facebook.com/nerdsunitedshow, or you can go to our Linktree, linktree.com/, I believe, just nerdsunitedshow for all of the links. But you told me a couple days ago, maybe just yesterday, they're like, hey, Sweet Tooth Season 3 is out on Netflix. And talk about flying under the radar.
So I opened up Netflix or whatever, sat down, because I was going to rewatch Umbrella Academy, because we had talked about. And it just, you know how when you open up Netflix, there'll be, you know, whatever they're headlining or whatever.
Right.
And I saw, and you know how sometimes like you don't even press on it and a little trailer or a clip will start. Well, it said Sweet Tooth Season 3, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then it started playing a little clip, and I'm like, and I was just about to click on Umbrella Academy. I'm like, I don't remember this. And I'm like, wait a minute. How many seasons did I watch? How many seasons are there? But then I had to, like Google it and, like, see when this one came out, because, like, maybe I'm like, I know I must have watched all of them, but I was like, maybe I just don't remember this part. But I was like, nope, it just came out 2 days prior, or that day, maybe that day,
yeah, yesterday,
I think it was
yesterday,
you know. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll start watching this now.
Here's what you want to avoid. I just Googled, you know, because I wanted to you know, verify the day that it dropped, and it was yesterday. It was June 6th. Not to make a bad pun of dropping in June 6th and D-Day. Anyway. Right under it says Sweet Tooth, you know, Season 3 overview, Season 3 episodes, and then Netflix.com has a link that says Sweet Tooth Season 3 ending explained 11 hours ago. I'm like, let's pump the brakes. Not that many people probably have binged the entire season.
Okay. I am, I think, on episode 5 right now for Sweet Tooth.
You're going to be so disappointed in me, Mike.
You haven't even started it?
I haven't even seen season 2.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you don't have to watch it. That's fine.
I mean, I'm not opposed. I just feel like whatever I was watching at the time season 2 dropped absorbed my attention, and I never went and sought out season 2 of Sweet Tooth. So
yeah, you got to make sure you know watch The Office for the 27th time.
I don't think it was that. It might have been Ted Lasso, though.
That's fair. Yeah.
For those who may not be familiar, because you're up to date on the show, but also you've read some Sweet Tooth comics. It's one by one of your favorite writers.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us a little bit about the premise of Sweet Tooth.
So Sweet Tooth starts off, it's during, there an apocalypse has happened, or it was germs. There's a lot of sickness going around. In fact, they call it the sickness. And at around the same time, they notice that the babies that are born are hybrid babies. So they're a little bit human and a little bit animal. The main character here is Gus, or Sweet Tooth, who is he's a little boy that's part deer. And then he lives in a cabin with his dad, kind of like isolated, away from everybody. And then there's an adventure because the people are after the hybrids and they want to figure out what did the hybrid. A lot of people think the hybrids caused the sickness. A couple other people think that the hybrids were a result of the sickness. Mm. So
now Gus and his father were isolated before the sickness, were isolated to try to stave off the sickness, or were they isolated because fear of public reaction to Gus's condition?
I would say more of fear of public reaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Or as Fred says, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Damn right.
Minnie says this sounds awesome. Well, Minnie, if you have Netflix, you can watch Sweet Tooth. It is, as we said, in its third season. I know I need to. I'm also the guy who needs to get on the ball and, you know, to talk about legacy Marvel stuff. I'm still behind on some of that Netflix Marvel shows. I just need to take the time. There's time there. I just have to be awake for the time. Because I think, as we know, the legendary joke, I'm infamous, is we'll do the show. And I was telling you before we started rolling sound, I was like, yeah, I'll probably go to bed after the show, but I probably won't. I'll probably go to my chair.
Right.
Or I'll probably fall asleep and wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and then go to bed. So, you know, that's why it took me 3 or 4 nights or days to watch Dune.
Yeah.
We can change back. So, let's see. Fred says, a friend of mine danced with a girl at a club to Down with the Sickness. She smelled like patchouli and dryer sheets.
That's fair. I know where the dryer sheets come from.
That sounds rough, Fred. All right. So another show that came out that I actually have watched, I actually was able to finish the second episode. They dropped 2 episodes. It's a Disney Plus show. It's Star Wars The Acolyte, Mike.
Oh, yes.
I know you said earlier today, you're like, oh, it's out. I'll watch a little bit. Did you get to watch too much of it? Or?
I didn't get to watch too much of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, did you watch it?
I watched almost 1 episode of it.
Okay.
I had like 10 minutes left, I think, which with credits probably means I only have 3 minutes left. But I'm enjoying it so far.
Mm-hmm. I like these, I guess, like Andor was
yes.
You know, Departure. Even Obi-Wan Kenobi, which was kind of in the faces that we were familiar with, but, you know, side adventures, I guess.
Yes. I like side adventures more.
Yeah. I mean, that's why The Mandalorian, I think, took off the way it did, because it was something new. This, The Acolyte takes place about 100 years before Phantom Menace. There's plenty of critiques about the show already. Now, I haven't, there have only been 2 episodes released. I know that the critic reviews, they get to watch 4 episodes before they put their reviews to paper. Critics were pretty harsh against it, but I don't know if it's, you know, the critics, if it's a certain segment of the fans. I'm not seeing anything in the show that's like, you know, type of thing that's caused me to pause. I like the cast that they built around it. The actor from Squid Games, who I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. I'm just going to say, like, the actor from Squid Games. We all know Carrie Ann Moss, who, spoiler, I think the only thing that I didn't care about in that is that, you know, unless they flashbacks or Force Ghost or something like that. Mm-hmm. Spoiler. I've definitely spoiled it now. Don't see enough of her for one of the tremendous actress that she is, to have her her character go down so quickly was a little disappointing. I didn't see it happen. I should have, but I didn't. So
yeah, I was kind of a little shocked by that too. But you saw two episodes, you said?
I did. And I didn't, you know, again, I don't want to spoil it because it is pretty new. Maybe we could talk more about it next week when a third or fourth episode is out. But I didn't see the obvious, like, right in front of me, why the one person was being accused of the crime. That was even living in the situation, even though they're fraternal, not identical. I didn't put two and two together until they kind of basically came right out and said they're twins, which means they're in canon, I guess, the second set, because Luke and Leia were twins. Now these two are twins as well. So, all right. So Fred has a question about the show. I saw some stuff about it. I have a question. How can Jedi get basically impaled in the gut and survive in some shows, but another Jedi get smoked with a throwing knife, asking for a friend?
Good question. So it's because what happens is the writers write it that way.
I was going to say, one of my favorite channels, and thanks to you, mm-hmm. is Pitch Meeting. And Fred, if you're, I know you spent a little bit of time on YouTube, go check out the channel Pitch Meeting, because it is writer guy and producer guy, and writer guy brings a story and producer guy says, you know, he's trying to shoot holes in it, just like you are, in like, this is amazing. Why would it do this? And the writer guy says, so the story can happen. So basically that, I feel like. So a lot of talk on here about salmon. Mike, do you like salmon?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No?
No.
You know what I had recently that was really good? Mahi-mahi.
Never had it.
It's good. It was good.
You know what kind of fish I like? Cod.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Basically, if you can get it at a good old fish fry.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not knocking cod. Cod's good. But I like cod. I like salmon. No, like I said, mahi mahi was the other one I tried. I don't think I've tried tilapia yet.
Not to get too ahead of ourselves, but have you ever grilled fish?
No, because I would like to try it, but I know that's like a quick grill.
Yeah. So. Never done it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fred. Fred says, yep. So the rest of the plot can happen. This is why I can't watch the Disney stuff. It's contrived, lazy, and just not good.
Oh, Fred, just let you know, that's how every movie works. I don't know. every single greatest movie in the world you can think of, they do something on there, I guarantee, where it's like, well, we just got to do this so the plot can happen.
I'm trying to think of any specific example in my mind. Nope, nothing.
Yeah.
All right. The only other thing that I had really, well, I mean, I guess we kind of talked about the Acolyte.
I think we were just talking about it.
I hit refresh because I added two things quickly earlier today. And one of them being, I don't know, we talked before about the Borderlands series that's coming out. Series or movie? I can't even remember now.
Yes.
Based on the popular video game. And so they put an extended clip of a couple minutes out, and I shared that. I know we talked about it before, but for the benefit of the audience, let's rehash just a little bit. Did you ever play Borderlands?
Never.
No, me either. It, I think, started gaining popularity when my gameplay time was, you know, falling off the cliff. So, let's see. Highlander Gun says, I got some vids of them on my site. Of what, sir? Of smoked tilapia? Of Borderlands?
Of
movies with
plots.
Oh. Fred, by the way, speaking of Borderlands, Fred played a little of it on 360. It was decent. Highlander Gun's talking about dogs. Apparently Highlander Gun has a golden doodle. Used to have four, but had three die in the past 2 years, so now it's just him and the little girl. All the way. Also, Fred says The Godfather would disagree.
Great movie. I guarantee you there's parts on there that something, at least one part where they just, okay, the movie had to continue.
What about when they had to put the horse's head in the bed?
I mean,
that was a big moment. You're going to put my, you know, wife's nephew or, you know, whatever that relationship, you can put this in the movie or you can find more of your prized horses.
Yeah. And also, let me say, I'm not comparing Godfather to anything on, you know, Disney, like The Acolyte or anything on Disney Plus. It's far better, but again, there's nothing that's perfect. There's always at least one scene where the writers, they were just like, okay, we got to get to the next scene. We got to get this. Okay. Figure something out.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I shared earlier was, oh, we had talked a few months back about Chance Perdomo, who was on Gen V on Prime Video.
Oh, yes.
The Boys spinoff. And he was killed in through injuries as a result of a motorcycle accident back in March.
Yes.
And it was kind of confirmed today that, was it Kripke, the showrunner, says that. Yeah. Barry Kripke, they're going to move forward. They're essentially killing off his character off screen. They had said that there's never going to be, you know, you can't replace the actor, can't replace the character. We'll just move forward. And then it was really interesting because it's not just as simple as, you know, a throwaway line of dialogue that says, and so, you know, went up against this villain and bit the dust. I mean, they put a little more thought and effort into it. Let's see if I can find the exact quote here. I apologize. So according to Gen V, producers released on X, said as we continue to navigate the tragic loss of Chance Perdomo, everyone at Gen V is determined to find the best way to pay respect to his memory. We won't be recasting the role because no one can replace Chance. Instead, we've been taking the time and space to recraft our season 2 storylines. As we begin production in May, we will honor Chance and his legacy this season. And then Kripke went on to say, I had it here. Yeah, I can't find the specific. I apologize. We're playing the character's death on the show. It's very heavy, and it's really emotionally difficult for the cast. We're not trying to replace him because we can't. So,
That's fair.
My quotes were a little out of order. I apologize. But, all right, so there's that, and I think, Mike, as we kind of cruise along tonight, we can get to our main event.
Let's do it. All right, I'm ready.
Everybody's excited for this part. Especially me, because I am going to now save the file so that we can view the file. Mike, why don't you set the stage and tell people a little bit of a departure that we're doing on this week's show.
So normally what we do is Greg and I will each, there'll be a category. Greg and I will both pick 15 from that category to show to the other person. So for example, if it's 80s movies, I'll pick 15 80s movies. He'll pick 15 80s movies. And then the opposite person has to eliminate all but five of them. So you only keep five of them. So the departure here is we are going to do foods you could grill or smoke or cook outside somehow. When I was picking my 15, I was like, I don't know if there's, I'm sure there is 30 foods you can grill if you talk about different cuts and everything. But anyway, I messaged Greg and I said, hey, do we want to lower the number, whatever, for it? And then Greg had a good idea and said, hey, let's do 16 total between the two of us. And then we just go back and forth picking.
Yeah, kind of like picking teams for dodgeball in gym class or something. And then I made the comment. I was like, yeah, so, you know, we'd have that crap-ass vegan kebab that'd be picked last. And then I got thinking, I'm like, oh, man, I'm the crap-ass vegan kebab of gym class. So I put a little grid together. We'll go through and we'll identify all the images before we go ahead. And by the way, I actually have – I have a cookbook that I've never used. I don't use cookbooks, but I have a lot of cookbooks. Like I get recipes from my mom that I really enjoy from like growing up, but I have cookbooks that I've acquired. I have a grilling cookbook that is so much more like adventurous than my Midwestern palate is ever interested in going. And I didn't crack that book at all. Like, but I'll say this, this has been one of my favorite topics to sit down and like pull ideas from. I didn't have to think about anything. I didn't have to. It's just, all right, this is what I need. I was cross-referencing off of your list to make sure that we didn't have duplicates because we don't need them. But I just went this, grabbed a good image. And I tried, like, I didn't get the prettiest image on all these, but I wanted to at least get images with good grill marks so that you could, you know, I think on one of them it said, how to cook this in the oven. I'm like, pass. So let us get to our main event. So hope everybody can see this image okay. What we have top row left to right, we have s'mores, grilled corn on the cob. Those are hot dogs. And I believe, is that grilled pizza?
Yes.
Or is it a flatbread?
Oh, pizza.
Okay. Yeah. Then there's grilled watermelon, grilled zucchini. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, very good.
That's right. Kebabs, chicken quarters, grilled baked potato or grilled potato, hamburger, pulled pork, pork steak. We have brats, ribs, brisket, ribeye. Let me see. Let me put it this way. I could have done a much better job of like arranging them so that we didn't have ribs next to ribeyes next to, you know, but pork, pulled pork next to pork steak. I could have mixed it up a little bit.
That's okay.
But I'm so excited for this, Mike.
All right.
I wish I had a coin to flip so that we could determine who's going to go first. Oh, we'll use this bottle cap.
Okay.
We're going to use this bottle cap. We got heads because there's a head
there. Sure.
And tails. And Highlander Gun, I'm think he's gonna like this part anyway. RRA says all of that is my favorites.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right. So we've got heads and tails. Wait, what'd you call?
I didn't.
All right. Didn't call anything. Call it in the air.
Okay. I will go. Heads.
All right. It is heads. You get to go first.
Okay. Bottom right's the ribeye, right?
Yep.
Yep. I'm going straight ribeye.
That was what I was hoping for.
I know.
You put me in a really tough spot. I'm gonna go with my go-to. Yeah, my go-to. No, Minnie, we had no thoughts of grilling fish.
Yeah, but that's interesting. That would have been a good one.
Fred, I think, also forgot the rules on this one. Fred's picking five. He says kebab, burgers, brats, ribeyes, hot dogs, but all that list is good except watermelon. That's weird.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I put that on there, and I'm not saying I liked it.
Right.
You know?
I am going to go pork steaks.
Pork steaks. Okay. I am going to go I'm going to go ribs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine because I'm going to take brisket off the board.
Okay.
So we've each got a pork and a beef.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Also, that bottom right corner is toast.
Yes, yes. And you know what? Let's finish. I'll say this is not the greatest of what you can grill, but I enjoy it. I grill it when I can. Mm-hmm. So let's get rid of that bottom row, and I'm going to take brats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, it's really tough to beat a good burger.
True. Yes.
But pulled pork is there too.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually going to be tougher than I thought. I just thought I'd like rip through all my, let's do burger.
Burger. Okay. Burger's good. You know what I heard recently? That
the bird is the word?
That also the bird is the word for sure. But that it's very difficult to consistently make a good burger on a grill, like consistently. Because if you're grilling, you're out, you know, if you're out with friends or family or whatever, you're not really watching the grill that much.
Right.
As much as you should be, because it's, you know, somebody coming over, okay, gotta answer the door,
gotta entertain,
what's the beer, you know. So that's what I want. I need complete silence when I grill.
That it's also why when we have certain guests, you'll just sometimes find me out by the grill.
Yes, fair. Yes, also fair.
I won't be inside at all. All right, so I did burger. Your turn.
Okay. You know what? I've never done this before, but I want to try it, and that's the grilled pizza.
The grilled pizza is very good. Here, the trick to the grilled pizza is with like the, so you kind of lay out your pizza crust on like a cookie sheet with foil on it, and you put the foil, like you keep the foil between the grill and the crust, and you cook the crust first, and it really imbues it with that smoky flavor.
Yeah.
And then, because we do, like my mom and dad will do grilled pizza, you know, every other week in the summertime. And, you know, sometimes they'll, like invite us over, you know. But you got to cook the crust first, then they bring it in, they hit it with the, you know, pizza sauce and cheese and toppings and things like that, and they put it back on the grill. But that's a good choice. I can't slap me on the wrist, by the way. Fred says, damn me, now I have bird as a word in my head. Curse you, Family Guy. Oh, Minnie says, Greg, this is not the topic you should have when you're on a diet. Literally, you guys have three things up there you should eat.
Fair. That's right. Yeah,
Minnie does like to fat shame me. Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going with that grilled baked potato.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't always like dress it up like the I can't even remember what the loaded. I don't even like always have. But like a really nice Yukon Gold potato,
yeah,
that you wrap in foil and you just like cook it out there, and then when you, I mean, it's cooked perfectly, the butter melts in it. That's not a bad way to go.
Okay. Potato, understandable. That's chicken next to the kebabs, right?
Yes, the chicken quarters.
Chicken quarters. Yeah, I'm going some chicken.
Okay.
I like grilled chicken. I am not comfortable grilling chicken though, because I think we've talked about this before. There's a very fine line for chicken on the grill between done and burnt.
Yeah. We haven't done chicken on the grill at all this year for those reasons.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Ashley says, it's like when it's done right, it's really good.
Yes.
But it's done right like a third of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're so lucky.
Like, That's fair.
Yeah.
You get those fatty bits too that kind of burn up a little bit, mm-hmm, and char, and that's not as appealing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fred says, now diet shaming Greg. Minnie's that's concerned. Good. What three are permissible? I have a feeling she'd say the watermelon, the zucchini, and the corn, but that's just a guess. Here's the thing. Doctor says if you can grow it or you can kill it, you can eat it. I'm looking at a lot of things here that you can kill.
Yeah.
Just saying. There's a lot of good protein on that. Speaking of, I can't believe it's lasted this long. This is like the sleeper pick in the draft that no way it should have fallen. This guy should have fallen to the third round. But I'm taking pulled pork.
Pulled pork, okay. I have a feeling I know which is going to be last here. You know what? I'm between two of them. I think I can essentially get both these two. But I'm going to say, you know, some grilled corn would be good.
Fair.
You know, a little corn on the grill, which I've never done before, but I think it'd be good.
I will do hot dogs because they're still there.
I'm fine with you taking hot dogs. Absolutely fine.
I like a good grilled hot dog is okay by me.
Here's the thing with for grilled hot dogs, I feel that it's either burnt on the outside or cold on the inside.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's burnt on the outside and still cold on the inside.
I you got to keep an eye on it. I like to keep my dog's moving on the grill pretty frequently, moving around a lot. So
that's fair. I feel like you would be good at grilled hot dogs.
Thank you. Fred says grilled corn with butter, salt, pepper, and is that tagine?
Yeah. Have you ever had that before?
No.
It's like a Mexican spice.
Very nice. I bet it sounds awesome. Chili lime seasoning, the number one chili lime seasoning. Oh, I bet that would be dope. That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah.
I have to look into that. I also think, I mean, you could probably do it with anything. Like, we've got some Slap Your Mama Cajun seasoning. You could probably sprinkle a little bit of that on there or some Greek seasoning.
Yeah.
So, Chris says, I bet Greg likes to move his dogs around. Come on now. It's not wrong. All right, your turn.
Back to me, and you know what? I'm going to go s'mores.
Ah, dang it.
I knew I could get that one in.
Yeah, I think you got – wait, what else left?
Well, we got watermelon, zucchini, kebabs.
Kebabs, okay. Well, I'm not going to – I know I'm not going to get all two that I want. I'm going to take kebabs.
And take kebabs. That's fair.
You can put some onion on there, some pepper, you know, and obviously it's got protein. So
yeah. I'm not a big kebab fan. I never have been. I mean, I remember growing up, every once in a while we'd make them. It's just it looks good.
Yeah, I mean,
you're still eating them the pieces individually, though.
Right. I mean, that's the thing too. Is, you know, even as a kid growing up, we would just you know, like put the skewer onto the plate and then take the fork or whatever, just push everything off the skewer. But that's fine. All right, Mike, surprise me with your last pick here. Get crazy.
Watermelon, because I don't like zucchini. Although I might try zucchini again in real life because I'm trying to eat more vegetables. But as of right now, it's going to be watermelon, which, by the way, grilled watermelon, I don't think it would be good. I don't know how that would even work. There's so much water in it.
I saw a guy. God, I can't believe it. I fell onto a you know, online video, like Reels or something, rabbit hole, and a guy had me like one of those. It was one of those like chef critiques or something. He's watching a video somebody else put out. Somebody cuts a big slice of watermelon and takes a ribeye and puts the ribeye smack dab in that slice of watermelon, cuts around. So he's like, so you got your inch and a half ribeye and your inch and a half watermelon, and we're going to grill them both. And I was like, you're nuts, dude.
Yeah. Don't call it grilled watermelon. Cause that's what it is. Don't try to pretend it's at steak. It's not.
Yeah, no. Let's see. Fred says, by the way, speaking of kebabs, peppers, onions, steak, mushrooms, and cherry tomatoes on a kebab. Boom. It says my corn is controversy free. Minnie says tagine on watermelon. Now that might be a combination. Zucchini is like Greg on Five Heart, like the melon and fruit salad. Thanks. I've never had grilled zucchini, although that probably looks decent enough. But growing up, we would do like on certain occasions, maybe once or twice a year, mom would make fried zucchini. And she would basically like take zucchini, like julienne it, like slice it real thin on one of those slicers where nobody loses a finger. And batter it, toss it in the deep fryer, comes out, and he's got like little zucchini chips. Again, mini, not healthy. I don't care. It was delicious. It probably contributed to the way that I am today. And it's fine. Like that's good old home cooking to me. And I'll take it every day of the week.
I like zucchini bread. I've had that before. That's good.
Agreed. Yeah. So apparently I've been saying it wrong. It's not tagine, it's tahine. I should know that. I took Spanish. You were in my class.
True.
I didn't know that. I mean, I should have known that it was pronounced with a more Hispanic style. It's like saying tortillas or something like that. So, tahine. Thank you, Minnie. I appreciate being corrected on the show, too. So, I hope you wrote those all down, Mike. You're going to run down our rosters.
Yes.
All right. Who do we got?
So on your side, you have pork steak, brisket, burger, potato, pulled pork, hot dogs, kebabs, and zucchini. Great. That would be a great meal right there. On my side, I have ribeye, ribs, brats, pizza, chicken, corn, s'mores, and watermelon.
I wonder. We might have to try to save that, put mm-hmm. that in a short or something. I don't know how to do that. And then let people vote. Who's got the better menu?
Yeah.
Whose house are you going to for dinner?
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll work on that. Oh, for instance, I got to roll my R's, Greg Gringo.
I remember Miss Johnson having us do that.
Yep.
By the way, also, I've never once heard any Spanish-speaking person roll their R's since then. Never once. I think she just messed with us. I don't think they actually do it.
I don't know. And I don't go to authentic Mexican food establishments often enough to break out my Spanish, nor would I. I feel like that's a weird place, like to sit there and be like, agua, por favor. Like, I'm not.
See.
Yeah. So. Fred says, I take it back. That was frightening. And Minnie says, Mike, zucchini bread isn't healthy either. Jeez, Greg needs a better support network around him.
It's zucchini. It's basically a vegetable. Like if you eat a loaf of zucchini bread, that's like two or three vegetables you're eating. I mean,
yeah.
Add if you want your fruit, add some banana bread to that. Man, you got your fruits and vegetables for the day. You're good.
I like it. It's like we don't eat quite as healthy in this house as I would like or as I think anyway. But because the kids don't, I mean, they take multivitamins and things like that, but they don't eat vegetables. But they drink V8 drinks. And they have allegedly a serving of fruits and vegetables in those V8 drinks. So remember the old commercials from like 20 years ago, like somebody gets smacked in the head and, could have had a V8 or should have had a V8, yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Fitness by Mike. I would watch that podcast, by the way.
By the way, your kids will definitely grow up not liking vegetables. I say that because growing up, our vegetables were corn and mashed potatoes, which by the way aren't technically real vegetables, just so you know. Like even I asked my mom not that long ago, I said, What's your favorite vegetable? She goes, I don't know, corn. I'm like, it's not really
that's grain.
And then on occasion there would be green beans, which I cannot stand green beans right now.
Green beans in the can, which are the worst.
Yes, that's what it was. It was green beans. Open up the can, put them in a casserole dish, put them in the microwave.
No, so my green beans at home started with some bacon, cut up bacon.
Okay.
In a little saucepan, and then the green beans kind of got drained of like 99% of their liquid, and then they went in to the with the bacon and got heated. Now for our anniversary last week, I did ribeyes and I did sweet potatoes, which I was trying to get guaranteed my sweet potatoes. I'm like, buddy, they're cut up sweet potatoes with butter and brown sugar. Like, it's practically candy. You're going to need to go brush your teeth after that. He couldn't do it. But I also had fresh green beans. Okay. You know, cut the ends off, and, you know, trim them like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And I actually cooked them in a little bit of bacon grease, because you got to have bacon. Any house that doesn't have a jar of bacon grease in the fridge is not a house that I really want to eat at. Did that, and then hit it with like salt and pepper and a little onion powder, garlic powder, things like that. And I was like, they're damn good green beans. Like, if mom would have cooked green beans like that, and I don't critique my mom's cooking because I like living. But if she would have made green beans like that, I'd have been a lot more excited about green beans.
Yeah. Yeah. Since then I had one person that I was with long years ago, cook me green beans with a little bit of bacon and stuff like that. And they were fine. They were better. And then not that long ago, and I think I mentioned this on this podcast, I went to a leadership summit type of thing. And for whatever reason, they had green beans there. I was like, I'm going to try these. They just look different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming they were sauteed or something. I don't know, but they had a little bit of a crunch to them.
Yeah. They're supposed
like,
to be.
I didn't eat a lot of them. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't like shoving them in my mouth, but I was like, I probably had like 3 forkfuls of them. I'm like, okay, these aren't too bad.
No.
Like I would, and somebody told me it was like, I don't say French cut or something. I know that they had to have been fresh. There's no way they could have been from a can or a bag, or, you know, like a frozen or whatever. Right. So I might try that.
Fred has bacon grease and beef tallow to cook with, and ghee and olive oil, and also garlic olive oil that he made. That's just showing off.
Congratulations. Also, he said. He said not to. He said to cool with. So
I know, but I
and maybe he maybe like context. It cools him off. That's what I'm thinking. Like,
just slathers himself in grease and tallow.
So hot, even my beef tallow.
I feel like if you do that, like put beef tallow on yourself and go in the sun, that's gonna be a bad deal. Minnie says any vegetable is great when you grow it, except Brussels sprouts. Well, we've got some vegetables out on the back patio that we're trying to grow. Got some broccoli in there, some tomatoes, also got some fruits. So we're trying. Thing is, like, Garrett's so excited about growing these vegetables. I'm like, yeah, when we get them grown, you're gonna try some? No. Like, you don't want to taste the fruits of your labors. I'm like, come on, kid. But anywho, like, that was a lot of fun.
I agree.
And it got me thinking. We're into summertime. I mean, I know not technically summer doesn't begin until the vernal equinox. No, I guess we're not to the equinox. We're the summer solstice. Apologies. Sure, yeah. Here in 2 weeks. But I got thinking as I was trying to find other topics we might be able to talk about today. And I got thinking, well, what about not for tonight, obviously, but maybe next week, vacation movies?
Oh, like
movies about summer or vacations.
Okay.
You know, a couple of the ones that come to mind right away for me, obviously there's National Lampoon's Vacation, but like, The Great Outdoors or Summer School, with Mark Harmon, and Kirstie Alley, things like that. So like some summer type movies.
Yeah.
Are
we doing it this way or old school way?
Ooh, we'll determine.
Okay.
We'll determine how many we can come up with that are unique.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let me ask you this. No wrong answer.
Okay.
I Know What You Did Last Summer. Is that a summer movie or like a horror movie? I mean, I know it's a horror movie, but would you count that?
I Know What You Did Last – they're talking about what they did last summer. Does it take place in the summer?
No, I think I'll it takes place it. Like the school year.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't think it's a summer movie.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fred says Brussels sprouts are awesome. Steam them in chicken broth or char them in the oven.
No. Brussels sprouts are not awesome.
Ashley loves the sprouts that are up at Beastcraft Barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Apparently they're very good sprouts. And Minnie says, you guys are definitely not catering to your pescatarian audience. Pescatarians eat plant-based diet that includes fish and other seafood, but excludes red meat and poultry. Oh, well, no, that's fine. I eat pork and beef and chicken, and I like it all.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. I was just waiting. Okay. That's just Greek for pesky, Greg. I thought about that. I didn't want to say it out loud. Pescatarian, pesky, or pest-like. All right. That'll be it for this episode of Nerds United. Almost had to say, almost caught myself from saying, no, let me try that again. I caught myself from saying Five Heart Podcast because the viewers that we have are the part of the Five Heart Podcast, the Chatterfields. But no, this is Nerds United. It's a totally different thing. It's not on Thursday nights. It's on Friday nights and on occasion Sunday nights. But we try to knock down or lock down Friday nights. I couldn't do it without this gentleman to my left, the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. It's always great seeing you, my friend.
Agreed.
And we'll see you again next week here on Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. We remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.